Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Glenn Shaw. Here are today's top local stories.
Three people have died in a house fire in St. Albans, Queens. The blaze breaking out overnight. Carol DiOria joins us from the scene. Carol?
This was indeed a vacant building that squatters have been living in. It's right on Farmers Boulevard in St. Albans. This was a two-alarm blaze. And as firefighters beat down the flames, they discovered the three men dead inside. Fire Chief Joseph Jardin said the house has been a problem for years.
It indeed is a vacant building and confirmed that Con Ed hasn't supplied power to the building in approximately 2 years.
There were minor injuries to firefighters, including to one who fell into the basement when a section of the first floor collapsed. The fire marshals and police detectives are here trying to figure out how the men died and whether it was before or after the fire began. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in St. Albans, Queens.
We've also learned overnight about a four-alarmer in a strip mall on Long Island that's wiped out five businesses. Broke out around three at the Cedarhurst Shops on Central Avenue there in Cedarhurst. Five stores at that center. Heavy fire and smoke damage, including a pizza shop, a restaurant, an ice cream shop, pharmacy, and a cleaner's. All damaged there. No injuries reported. So we'll continue to follow that as well. And a big water main break in Tenafly in Bergen County. It's not what downtown Tenafly usually sounds like. A lot of water. Suez Water, in fact, still making repairs to the 24-inch main on County Road, not too far away from Route 4, the place to avoid this morning, as police tell us repairs ongoing, and then they'll need the cleanup as well. River of water there in downtown. The water, in fact, coming up to the bottom of cars, we're told, even lifting up the asphalt in front of a Honda dealership. So they probably have some problems there at Honda this morning. Suez saying they'll keep posting social media updates, so watch for those if you live or work in the area. I have a newsstand vendor recovering after being attacked and robbed, and this was right at Broadway and 60th. Here in Manhattan around midnight, police say two men roughed him up and got away with about $1,000 cash from him before they ran off. That vendor suffering some cuts, taken to Mount Sinai for treatment for those minor injuries as they look for those two suspects. This is quite a story. It started in Tuckerton, New Jersey, in Ocean County yesterday morning, ended up last night at Penn Station. Cops pulling over a car on Route 9 in Tuckerton about 10:30 yesterday morning, but that car sped off, crashed, and then somebody inside started shooting at the police. Police shot back. The suspect ran off. He was then spotted riding a tricycle in nearby Little Egg Harbor. Schools in the area, Little Egg and Tuckerton, on lockdown as that search went on. And then after all that, it was 8 p.m. last night when cops here in the city were told that the suspect, 29-year-old Miguel Angel Villegas, had been spotted at Penn Station. He was snagged there by federal marshals. Now, he was apparently used a rideshare service to get him all the way from South Jersey up into Manhattan. He's from New Haven, Connecticut, and Villegas was already wanted on several charges there. Again, he is now in custody. Big weekend for fans of The Sopranos from all around the world. They're headed to where else? The Meadowlands for Sopranos Con this weekend. Uncle Junior, Johnny Sack, Pauly, Furio. In fact, 45 cast members are going to be showing up. Our John Montone has his spot. He joins us live from the Meadowlands Expo Center. This is cool stuff, John.
Yeah, it certainly is. And Glenn, the Killers and the Killed will be here, including Big Pussy, his bloated body, still at the bottom of Newark Bay. Michael Motta is one of the Sopranos Con organizers.
The bodies, where are they? Do you know?
All around the bodies. The Meadowlands. Could there be a better place to have a Sopranos Con?
Also here, Federico Castelluccio, a.k.a. Furio, Tony's enforcer.
You were a nasty, violent guy.
Well, you know, that's the kind of job you applied for, so that's what you got to do. You got to, the boss tells you to do stuff, you got to do it.
You can take a seat in Dr. Melfi's office, belly up to the bar at the Bada Bing, or comb the Pine Barrens for that runaway Russian. John Montone, 10-10 wins in the Meadowlands.
Well, Mayor Mike is almost officially candidate, Mike.
Michael Bloomberg is still not officially running for president, but the billionaire former mayor of New York took another step towards that process when he filed with the Federal Election Commission and declared himself a candidate for president. The 77-year-old filed to appear on primary ballots in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Michigan, and Texas. He also contacted officials in two other states. Bloomberg did not file in New Hampshire. His advisors have said he would not contest that first-in-the-nation primary. It's not clear if he'd compete in the Iowa caucuses, but filing is not necessary there.
Seems to be a disturbing social media phenomenon going around called Fight Week. Students at schools around America getting into fights and then posting the fisticuffs online. Dwight Morrow High in Englewood in Jersey among them. Khalil Bey is a freshman there. Spoke with Channel 4.
This school is a great school, and like, this is very unfortunate. And like, I'm just hoping that we just move on forward in the school year with positive activity and no more fights.
In terms of vaping now, we've got an update from the New York City Council. They've agreed to ban flavored e-cigarettes, would make New York City the biggest jurisdiction in all of America to take that action. 30 members have already signed on. 3 days ago, the American Medical Association had called for a total ban on all e-cigarettes.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.